Hey, thanks for having Highway Radio on. My name's Gonzo. Josh Bell is here.
Josh Bell hates everything.
That's right, including your movie.
Josh Bell hates everything.
Except me.
I am here.
Are you sure?
I believe so.
And Josh comes in and talks about movies, and this time around, we're looking at the new live-action Lion King.
Don't call it live-action.
Oh,
Disney Disney has told me and all of the critics,
really?
Do not call it live-action. We're going to get calls.
Okay.
I'm going to get sued.
Okay.
It's not live-action.
There's no live-action. Here, let's listen to this not live-action clip.
Everything you see exists together in a delicate balance. While others search for what they can take, a true king searches for what he can give.
Run away, Simba. And never return.
You must take your place in the circle of life.
Okay, so see, clearly there was no live action there.
No, there was just sounds.
Okay, all right. See, so we're okay, right? So tell us about Lion King.
So it is not live action, although it's understandable that people would think that it's live action because it's part of this trend of Disney remaking their animated movies with live action and a lot of CGI. And the difference here is that it's just all CGI.
It's super CGI.
It's done completely with computers, which is kind of amazing. If you watch this movie and you look at how photorealistic, that's the word that Disney wants us to use.
Okay.
Photorealistic animation.
All right.
And it looks like you're watching a nature documentary. They've recreated lions and other animals and the savanna of Africa and all of that incredibly well. And yet, it really is the wrong thing for this story and this kind of approach.
Well, how much did you love the original?
I mean, I don't love the original,
really?
But I think the original is good.
Right.
And part of what is good about the original is the creative animation of it. The fact
right.
that it is a hand-drawn cartoon and you can get these animals who are very expressive and you can get these kind of almost surreal moments when they do the musical numbers. And
right.
when you have realistic and meticulously realistic looking animals, they can't emote
right.
very much. And they can't dance. And I mean, of course they can't. Real animals can't do these things.
Right.
And if you make a movie where you are sticking strictly to realism and yet the animals talk and they sing, this movie follows the plot and the structure of the original Lion King to the letter, including much of the same dialogue, all of the same songs, and certainly all of the same plot.
Mm.
And yet it does it in this photorealistic approach that is completely at odds with the material. It's
right.
like watching a nature documentary and listening to the Lion King soundtrack, and they just don't match up.
Right.
I feel like this movie has spent so much money on a project that is a bad idea.
Yeah.
And it's a great technological achievement, but it's not a very good movie. And I think even for people who love The Lion King, there's a huge built-in audience for this, and people are going to go see it no matter what. And yes, you're going to hear the songs that you love, and you're going to hear Beyonce and Donald Glover sing them, and they're very talented, although they're very underused as voice actors. So people are going to get, I suppose, what they want just because they have this massive goodwill built up for the original.
Right.
But as far as making a new version of this that is actually worthy of what the original was, I think this movie fails. And you could just go back and watch the cartoon version from 1994, which, again, I don't love, but is an effective movie. And if you love it, you will love it if you watch it again. And if you loved it as a kid and you want to show it to your kids, show them that. Kids will love it.
Right.
I think kids might be a little weirded out by this version.
Right, yeah. I'm embarrassed that I asked Josh Bell if he loved the movie, because Josh Bell hates everything. So how many stars for this new version of Lion King?
I give it 2 out of 5 stars,
yeah.
And that's mainly just because I'm blown away by the technological achievement of
right.
it.
Right, okay. All right, and Josh Bell, a new podcast that we can check out. Where do we find that?
Yeah, go to awesomemovieyear.com and check out my podcast, Awesome Movie Year, with comedian Jason Harris, where we look back at the movies of a year gone by, starting with 1994, and I hope people will listen and check it out.
Sounds good. And of course, there's always JoshBellHatesEverything.com. Josh, good to see you, man.
Thanks for having me.
Drive carefully, people. This is Highway Radio.